Welcome to Singing and Other Sins with Gary Hickling, a production of Hawaii Public Radio, funded by the Bauer Foundation and supporters like you. Many thanks, member supporters. This is my last Singing and Other Sins, so this whole program will be a chance for me to say farewell. Let me tell you about my radio career, which began in New York City, where I was a freelance double bassist. I taught bass at Manhattan School of Music, played with Stokowski at Carnegie Hall, and, other than suffering from muggings, enjoyed the big city. I volunteered for WBAI, where I produced art song programs. That was back in 1972. I'll tell you more about that later. I moved to Honolulu in 1981, and in 1988 produced a program on Lotte Lehmann for Hawaii Public Radio. Soon after that, I launched my weekly programs of art songs with Schubert, of course. The program was called Great Songs. In those days, we still used reel-to-reel tape, which we edited with a straight razor blade. That was supplanted by VHS cassettes, which were impossible to edit. After that came DATs, or digital audio tapes, which weren't easy to edit. You can imagine what a boon it was to go digital. Since this is my final program, I thought it appropriate to present songs of departure, so let's begin with Toasty's Goodbye.
Goodbye.
You heard Paolo Tosti's Goodbye, sung by Ben Heppner, with members of the London Symphony Orchestra, on this Goodbye edition of Singing and Other Sins with Gary Hickling. Let's remain with Heppner's beautiful tenor voice and hear him amend that Goodbye Forever with the 1930s Noel Coward song, I'll See You Again.
Shall remember knowing you, all the pleasure I have found in showing you the different ways that one may phrase the changing light and changing shade, happiness that must die, melodies that must fly, memories that must fade. Across the years will come to me, though my world may go awry, in my heart will ever lie just the echo. Ooh.
You're listening to HPR2, your home for classical music. This is the farewell edition of Singing and Other Sins with Gary Hickling. We just heard Ben Heppner sing Noel Coward's I'll See You Again with the London Philharmonic Orchestra conducted by Jonathan Tunick, who was also the arranger. Let me return to my radio history that began in 1972. The huge boxes of LPs of Schubert Lieder, sung by Dietrich Fischer-Dieskau, had made a big impact on the classical music world. New York City's WBAI played excerpts from these LPs almost every day, and though I enjoyed Fischer-Dieskau's singing, it annoyed me that the listeners would assume that there were no other art song performers. So I called up the station to request other artists. The answering voice was none other than Frank Coffey, one of the station's major producers and a well-known radio personality. He said something to the effect of, "Why don't you produce such a program?" I told him that I had no radio background, to which he replied that the station could train me. Soon after those few hours of so-called training, I recalled that the world-renowned Lotte Lehmann, whom I'd known through one of her students, would be celebrating her 85th birthday, so why not do a tribute program? When I proposed such an undertaking, the WBAI staff was enthusiastic, and when I added that it might include a telephone interview with Lehmann, they were ecstatic.
Congratulations on your 85th birthday. Happy birthday to you, Madame Lehmann.
Oh, thank you very much. I have quite a lot to be grateful for, I think. I am in a very good health, only handicapped through a very bad arthritis.
Oh.
Forces me to walk on two sticks. But what can one expect with 85? And a very healthy and wonderful life.
But good.
That bit of my interview with Lotte Lehmann was part of an hour-and-a-half tribute that I assembled with the help of WBAI's library and their engineers. I tried to offer a rounded program of Lehmann's recordings, so besides opera, I included songs and her historic farewell recital encore of On die Musik that she sang, but broke down in tears in the final line of Schubert's tribute to music.
I try to sing An die Musik.
Stop!
almost complete Andi Musik that Lehmann sang in her last town hall recital when she was overwhelmed with emotion and couldn't finish Schubert's Hymn to Music. I went on producing programs at WBAI till I left Manhattan for Munich. There I played in orchestras, one of which made recordings with baritone Hermann Prey. I took one of my LPs of his singing for him to autograph, which he kindly did. That opened the door for me to ask if I could interview him for WBAI. Prey had just finished his many LP set of the history of Lieder from the Middle Ages to contemporary.
I understood that you celebrated an anniversary of 20 years making records this past year.
Yes, as a matter of fact, I remember we did together an operetta by Franz Suppé when you played in the orchestra. It was the operetta Boccaccio. It was the operetta Boccaccio. And I remember that exactly on the day 20 years ago, I did my first recording in Berlin for the Electrola, that is EMI in America. And I did it with a very, very famous accompanist. He is still alive, I think. He is now, he must be now 90 or 85. His name is Michael Raucheisen, and I think all Lieder lovers will know his name because he was a very famous accompanist. And we did a recording, two songs. On one side was Hark, Hark the Lark, Horch, Horch die Lerche im Äderblau, and on the other side was Das Heidenröslein, both songs by Franz Schubert. And it was still made for an old 78 recording. So I'm really an old timer.
You're listening to the final program of Singing and Other Sins with Gary Hickling. You just heard a bit of the interview I recorded with Hermann Prey in 1975 in Munich. Let's hear him sing an appropriate song of goodbye from Schubert's Schwanengesang. Ade just means so long, and in the poem, Prey sings a farewell to the city and his girlfriends as he rides off.
Ade, du muntre, du fröhliche Stadt, ade. Schon scharret mein Rösslein mit lustigem Fuß, jetzt nimm noch den letzten, den scheidenden Gruß. Du hast mich wohl niemals so traurig gesehen, so kann es auch jetzt nicht beim Abschied geschehen, so kann es auch jetzt nicht beim Abschied geschehen. Ade, du muntre, du fröhliche Stadt, ade. Bäume, ihr Gärten so grün, ade. Nun reit ich am silbernen Strome entlang, weit schallender tönet mein Abschiedsgesang. Ihr habt ihr ein trauriges Lied gehört, so wird euch auch keines beim Scheiden bestört, so wird euch auch keines beim Scheiden bestört. Ade, ihr Bäume, ihr Gärten so grün, ade. Freundlichen Mäglein dort, ade. Was schaut ihr aus Blumen und duftendem Haus, mit schelmischen, lockenden Blicken heraus? Wie sonst so grüß ich und schaue mich um, doch nimmer wend ich mein Rösslein um, doch nimmer wend ich mein Rösslein um, ade. Ihr freundlichen Mäglein dort, ade. Ruh, ade. Nun schimmert Umber der blinkenden Sterne, Gott, wie bin ich euch Sternlein am Himmel so hold, durchziehen wir die Welt auf weit und breit, ihr gebt überall uns das treue Geleit, ihr gebt überall uns das treue Geleit. Ade, liebe Sonne, so gehst du zu mir, ade. Fensterlein hell, ade. Du glänzest so traulich im dämmernden Schein und ladest so freundlich in Zündchen uns ein. Vorüber ach ritt dich so manches Mal. Und wär es denn heute zum letzten Mal? Und wär es denn heute zum letzten Mal? Ade, du schimmerndes Fensterlein hell, ade. Verhüllet euch grau, ade. Des Fensterlein trübes, verschimmerndes Licht ersetzt ihr unzähligen Sterne uns nicht. Darf ich hier nicht weilen, muss hier vorbei? Was hilft es von dir mir noch so treu? Darf ich hier nicht weilen, muss hier vorbei? Was hilft es von dir mir noch so treu? Ade, ihr Sterne verhüllet euch grau. Ade.
Gerald Moore was Hermann Prize pianist in that 1971 recording of Abschied, or Farewell, by Schubert. That song fits with this final Singing and Other Sins with Gary Hickling. I've been telling you about my radio career and mentioned that I began at HPR in 1988. For years, the program was called Great Songs. I interviewed singers, pianists, and composers, including stars of my world of art songs such as Marilyn Horne, Ellie Ameling, Dalton Baldwin, Bibi Freitas, Andre Previn, and Ned Roram. Let's sample a bit of one of my interviews with the composer Roram. What music or prose are you writing these days?
Neither. When people ask me if I'm working on anything, I say neither, because I've more or less said everything I have to say in both music and in prose. Also, I don't have any commissions, and I only write under commissions, so I'd rather get paid for doing something than not get paid for it.
Sure.
And I do have a commission to do something, a couple of small songs for two voices, and I'll do that. And I've chosen some Shakespeare sonnets, but other than that, I don't.
On HPR2, your home for classical music, you're hearing my final Singing and Other Sins program. I'm reminiscing about my radio career, and we just heard a portion of my 2012 telephone interview with Ned Roram. As a kind of spin-off of my program Great Songs, I developed the Art Song Contest. One of the winners, Jordan Shanahan, now sings in Switzerland, as well as with the Berlin Opera and elsewhere in Europe. Here's the recording of Ned Roram's Early in the Morning, which Jordan recorded for us.
Early in the morning of a lovely summer day, as they lowered the bright awning at the outdoor cafe, I was breakfasting on croissant and café au lait, under greenery like scenery, rue François Premier. They were hosing the hot pavement with a dash of flashing spray, and the smell of summer showers when the dust is drenched away. under greenery like scenery, Rue François Premier. I was 20 and a lover, and in paradise to stay. Very early in the morning of a lovely summer day.
That was Jordan Shanahan singing Ned Roram's Early in the Morning, with Bibi Freitas piano. Since I've mentioned the Art Song Contest, which we promoted on Great Songs, let's hear another winner who is now in his 10th season at the Met, Quinn Kelsey. On the winner's recital, he sang Toujours, Always, by Fauré. Listening to The Last, Singing and Other Sins with Gary Hickling. Quinn Kelsey just sang Fauré's Toujours, or Always, with Bibi Freitas piano, performed on one of the Great Songs Art Song Contest winners' recitals. The contest lasted over 13 years. I've digressed a bit from the story of Great Songs, now called Singing and Other Sins. I took a break from the radio, and for a few years, Maya Hoover, now Maya Freeman, took over. When I returned, I changed the name of the program to Singing and Other Sins. Over the years, I've enjoyed a series of co-hosts who included Joan Canfield, Joanna Takagi, Amy Healy, and most recently, Blair Boone-McGuire. It was a joy to work with all of these vocal experts. Thanks are also due to HPR's Charles Husson and Jason Taglianetti, who were for a time my engineers. I had the support of each of HPR's presidents, which included Cliff Eblen, Al Hulson, Anna Kosoff, Michael Titterton, and the current president, Jose Fajardo. For many years, Valerie Yee has been vice president, and her enthusiasm for Great Songs or Singing and Other Sins has been consistent. Many thanks to all of you. Let's hear two American songs that are fitting for this final program, At Parting by Rodgers and When I Have Sung My Songs to You by Ernest Charles.
Thank you.
At Parting by Rogers and When I Have Sung My Songs to You by Ernest Charles, sung by Kirsten Flagstad with Edwin MacArthur piano. I've thanked the wonderful co-hosts, engineers, presidents, but I couldn't do it without the support of the listeners. One of the most avid being my partner, Dennis Moore. But listeners who support HPR and tune in from all over the planet have given me suggestions, encouragement, and criticism. It has been a joy. When I mentioned Dennis Moore, I should have included his enthusiasm for Charles Ives. So here is a farewell song of Ives, which I'll play twice because it's unusual and in order to enjoy two different singers. Two versions of A Farewell to Land, poetry of Byron, music by Ives. The first singer was Dora Orenstein with Philip Busch piano. The second was Susan Graham with Pierre-Laurent Aymard piano. Let's listen to another song of goodbye called Ich scheide, I'm departing, words of Hoffmann, music of Liszt. Here's a portion of the words. We enjoy ourselves, we hope, and we suffer, and finally we must depart. Happily we depart.
Die duftenden Kräuter und muss es denn geschieden sein, so lebet wohl, gedenket mein in Freude wie im Leide, lebt wohl.
Ich scheide, I depart. Liszt's song of leave-taking was sung by Philip Langridge with pianist John Constable. If you've tuned in late, you may be wondering about these songs of goodbye. That's because you're listening to the last of my art song programs on HPR, begun in 1988 as Great Songs, now Singing and Other Sins with Gary Hickling. As far as I can determine, this is the last weekly radio program of art songs in the world. When I began, there were many such programs in the States, Canada, and in Europe. The combination of poetry, music, voice, and piano appeals to me and has been a medium for some of the greatest composers to enrich the planet with their music. I'm often asked for my favorite composer, poet, song, singer, pianist. The answer changes with the ones I've most recently heard. There are many inspiring poets, competent composers, talented singers, and expert pianists still recording art song, so the genre is hardly dead. The live recital is rare, but those are still being recorded for our pleasure. From such a live recital, we'll hear Dietrich Fischer-Dieskau sing the Brahms song, Muss es eine Trennung geben? Must there be a separation? Followed by another song about parting, Ade. The final thought of this song, two white kerchiefs waved to one another. Farewell.
Muss es eine Trennung geben, die das treue Herz zerbricht? Nein, dies nenne ich nicht Leben,
denn kein wahres Leben. ist das Grab. Fern muss ich mein Elend tragen, heimlich bricht das Herz mir ab.
On this farewell episode of Singing and Other Sins with Gary Hickling, we just heard two Brahms songs dealing with leave-taking. First, from the 1970 Salzburg Festival, we heard Dietrich Fischer-Dieskau with Sviatoslav Richter in Muss es eine Trennung geben? Must there be a separation? Then we enjoyed Juliana Banse with Helmut Deutsch in Ade, or Farewell, another song of goodbye composed by Brahms. If you're interested in hearing previous Singing and Other Sins programs, just go to my website, lottelehmannlieg.org. The Lotte Lehmann League is written as all one word. The art song portion of the website holds the archive. Now let's hear a Fauré song that's all about adieu.
Ce monde aus Kreie fidel, cruel, mais hélas, les plus longs amours sont courts. Et je dis en quittant vos charmes sans larmes, presque au moment.
Gerard Suzet with Dalton Baldwin performing Fauré's Adieu. I hope you listeners realize how enjoyable it has been these recent 3+ decades to share my love for art song with you. While preparing these programs, I've discovered many new songs from the past as well as recently composed ones. And there are many gifted composers writing beautiful art songs. We'll close with one of them, Lori Leitman's Day's Turn, which ends with Goodbye. The baritone is Randall Scarlatta, and the cellist is Marcy Rosen. And I'm your host and producer of Singing and Other Sins, Gary Hickling, saying aloha.
I follow on with my eyes. And it is quiet. Goodbye.